Are you at all concerned for the future of humanity and do you feel like there's something you're here to do but you're not entirely sure what? Well, today we'll look at where humanity is right now, what our future holds, and the part that we are all here to play. This is the fourth and final episode in a four-part series exploring my new book, Unity, How the Universe, the World, and You Really Work. So in part one, we covered how the universe, consciousness, and energy work. In part two, we covered how we as human beings are designed to function. And then in part three, we look at the human-made systems that are currently controlling the world. So in this episode, we're going to walk through three different sort of concepts. The process of individual awakening, what exactly is unity consciousness and how do we create it, and then collective ascension and where the future of humanity is headed and how do we all ascend together. Make sure you check out the first three episodes. The link is in the description. Let's dive in. So part four starts with chapter 17. Individual awakening. Now, in part three, we explored the systems of control that make up the human-made world, and the agenda of a small group of people is to control the world and all of society. Now, the human condition is that we come here as spiritual beings to experience this physical realm, and in the process, we forget the truth of who we are as an energetic being, ultimately, and a soul. We each have the opportunity to make daily decisions that affect our overall journey and the individual timeline of our life. But more and more people are awakening and beginning to see the truth of the world and the systems that we live within, as well as the truth of who we are. So what is spiritual awakening? I just want to jump to the book and read a short extract. Spiritual awakening is becoming aware of that which relates to regions beyond the three-dimensional nature of Earth. It is becoming aware of the reality of what is happening in your internal and external worlds just beyond this immediate physical reality. Awakening is about asking questions and discovering the truth about yourself, the world, and the universe. It is the process of seeing the world and yourself for what it is. It is shifting from living in darkness, fear, reaction, suffering, and separation to light, love, response, trust, unity, and wholeness. Awakening is not about becoming something or someone different. It is the opposite. It is about stripping back the programming and the facade, being yourself, and seeing reality for what it is. Awakening takes as long as it takes and is different for everyone. Some people never start in this lifetime. Many never finish. The journey of spiritual awakening is challenging. It requires us to turn inwards and face all the different parts of ourselves that we do and do not want to see. And it requires us to look externally and do the same. It requires us to unlearn everything we think we know, to be open, ask questions, and face what we are confronted with. Every day, more people are beginning the journey of awakening and having the courage to face who they really are, the truth and the lies of what we've been told about our world. As more people awaken to the truth, more of the truth is revealed, and we each move individually towards a collective unity. So chapter 18 explores unity and unity consciousness. Now we know that humans have had a huge impact on the planet. So yes, our human-made systems have created a lot of destruction with short-term gratification and often a lack of consideration for the long-term consequences. The biggest problems currently facing humanity and planet Earth include morality, freedom, and control. We've forgotten we're sovereign beings with free will and choice, and we're on the brink of being taken over if we let it happen. We're suffering from misinformation and spiritual crisis. Because we've forgotten who we are as an ethereal being, we're collectively in a spiritual crisis. We're so disconnected and we need to rediscover our souls and our connection to source in order to move forward. We're being exposed to nefarious technology and artificial intelligence and human redundancy. Technology is great, but it keeps us distracted and trapped. And as it starts to replace the jobs and the roles that humans do, it's making humans redundant in our own world. We have the potential for globalization and systemic collapse because in centralization, everything is controlled by one point. So if one thing fails, the whole thing fails. And if we do not begin to live aligned with our ecosystems, we'll tip the entire planet out of balance. Not the environment, the ecosystems and the impact that everything we do has on the rest of the whole. Now, these problems are merely symptoms. And the cause of these problems is ultimately unconsciousness, apathy, and laziness in human beings. Most of all, while we continue to live separated, divided, and polarized from one another, we will continue to fail to consider others and the whole that we're all a part of. Humanity has to change and stop allowing these current artificial human-made systems of control to just continue to prosper. We've got to awaken individually so we can start to make different decisions and disengage from this reality and move into unity consciousness. So what exactly is that? Unity consciousness is fifth density consciousness. It is a level of consciousness, awareness, and understanding that every being and everything is a drop in the ocean. Everything is unique, significant, sovereign, and part of a whole. Unity consciousness is living aligned with universal and natural law and our true essence. Unity consciousness is acting in the best interests of both the individual and the whole. Unity consciousness is living with consideration of the needs of the self and the whole, and understanding that if we hurt ourselves, we hurt the whole, and if we hurt the whole, we hurt ourselves. Unity consciousness and natural law consider the impact on everything and everyone in every choice. Is it good for me and every part of myself? Is it good for other people and all of humanity? Is it good for the planet and all species, ecosystems, and aspects of life? If this is making sense and filling in some gaps, then make sure you hit like and subscribe, and thank you. So chapter 9 jumps into collective ascension. Now, we live in a world of rhythms, cycles, energy, and vibration at every scale. Everything is energy. And in part 1, we explored how universal law tells us naturally that everything will rise and fall in cycles within cycles. So where humanity and planet Earth are right now is a part of a natural cycle of ascension and polarity, and we're all playing a part. So we're in the process of moving from one polarity to another. The shadow and the darkness are being brought to the surface and then highlighted by the light. So people are awakening to the same extent the darkness is being exposed. The darkness causes awakening, and awakening shines a light on the darkness. So as part of the collective, your role is to awaken yourself and shine your light so humanity can together see the darkness, awaken, and ascend to higher levels of consciousness. So there's going to be a lot of turmoil and multiple stages of change. The first wave is well underway and includes those who've chosen for many years to do the internal work, clear their trauma, and raise their vibration individually to a point where collectively as a group, their light can expose the darkness of the world. And that's what we're starting to see now. So they're going to get angry, they're going to fight and take to the streets, which is going to bring up even more to the light until they realize fighting against the opposite isn't actually the answer. Third wave of change is therefore beginning. Humanity has to realize we can't change the systems by fighting them or asking them to change. Asking the people who oppress you to stop oppressing you isn't going to work unless they awaken to see the problem, which is actually pretty unlikely at this point. Instead, we must detach ourselves from these old systems and create something new, which will then move everyone over here and allow these systems to collapse and crumble because there's nothing supporting them. Now, we each have our journey of individual awakening within a collective ascension of humanity as we shift towards a higher unity consciousness. And all you can do is play your own part. You cannot force or impose awakening. You cannot force yourself or other people to sense, think, feel, act, or intuit things differently. Even when you consciously know the current reality is not working and needs profound change, you cannot tell people what is happening and ask or demand they see the world for what it truly is. You can show them, but you have to accept for them to choose to perceive, experience, and know it for themselves. They must shift their energetic frequency and consciously choose a different, more united way or not. You have to experience the dark to understand and desire the light, or lack of dark. You have to experience the bad to understand and desire the good. You have to experience the good or the light to appreciate the lesson in the dark and the bad. Humanity has been in the darkness for long enough. The pain and suffering of this have finally become too much to bear. The pain and process of waking up, seeing the world, working through your trauma, and shifting your frequency is less than the pain of continuing as we are. What is happening externally in the world is a projection and reflection of what is happening internally within humanity and the individuals. We're collectively in a state of unrest and a move away from separation, polarity, and third density consciousness, and we're moving towards higher vibration and awareness. The extent of the trauma of corruption, fear, and terror of the controllers exposes and projects itself into the world in new and unique ways as we move away from it, and we can't ignore it any longer. We're at a pivotal time in human history. You can either see it as frightening or really, really exciting. More and more people are seeing the truth of the world more than ever before. There are multiple possible timelines and paths opening up that we can individually and collectively choose to take. There's no longer just one path that we all have to walk along together. The question is, what path will you choose and how long is it going to take? So this opens up broad possibilities for humanity. What do you think our future is? Let me know in the comments. So hopefully this gives you a little bit of faith for the future. If you want to know the full story and understand why it's not all bad, go into these sorts of topics in more detail, head over to lizwatt.com/unity and get your copy of Unity. If you want to start with the first chapter, you can get a free copy while you're there. Otherwise, the four parts of this series will appear on the screen. All the links are in the description. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope this gave you a little bit of insight into some of the big questions that you're asking and Unity attempts to answer for you and shortcut your process and your journey. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.